Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Today on The Grave Talks, we continue our conversation about the Haunted Dollhouse Museum with owner Giovanna Albrecht. And when I was looking at the videos on your page, Jessica the Nun might be one of the creepiest things I've ever seen.
Like, isn't she fantastic?
Yeah, the makeup and everything about her is incredible. And does she do a lot of events with you?
So I actually met Jessica last October at a Comic-Con, and that was the first time she ever dressed. And she said she actually felt kind of weird. This is a 50-year-old lady, right? And she said, I felt kind of weird that I was dressed when it's not Halloween. And so I saw her that day, and just like you, I was like, oh my God, that is so fascinating. Can I take your picture? And then I followed her, and I sent her her pictures and videos. And then I invited her to the dollhouse. I said, you need to come to the dollhouse. And then out of the blue, many months later, she texted me maybe a week, 2 weeks ago. And she said, I would love to come to the dollhouse. And she just came Sunday for the first time. And the dolls are infatuated with her. They're in love with her. She was fantastic. I mean, yeah. So hopefully we can collaborate more and we can do more things with her, because I was scared of the paranormal at the dollhouse when I first started. When I found out about it, and I kept hearing noises and all these things that were happening to me personally that I could not explain, I got scared. Mm-hmm. And then I realized, you know what? They don't want to hurt me. They just want my attention. That's all they want. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be respected. They want to be treated like they were treated before they passed on. So then I became excited to come to work and be like, oh my gosh, you know, let me see what happens today. Mm-hmm. And now I'm just wowed. It's just so magic. And I think Jessica was lured to the dollhouse, and I just cannot wait to see why they got her there. You know, I know why I'm there. Okay. I'm business savvy. I'm doing what I'm doing with you. I can market. I see why they got me. But I'm wondering why they got Jessica, the nun.
And she just looks incredible. Go to the Facebook page. Like, it really kind of gave me goosebumps when I saw her, because it's creepy at the same time.
You know? Fascinating. Yeah. Fascinating. Yes. I love her. Now, so hopefully we can have her more in the future.
Do you host paranormal investigations there at the museum?
We started last year, but mainly like Friday the 13th. So we have another one coming up Friday the 13th in June. This year we only have one. So it's going to be June. You miss it, you miss it. And that is not for teams. That's for anybody. You know, you want to come in. Any person wants to come in, they can come. We have the equipment. We show you how to do it. You know, you stay there for as many hours. And of course, we have Rob, that the dolls listen to him on command. So it's perfect. We did it for the first time for Valentine's this year. And it was called Be My Boo. And we sold out within like 24 hours.
That's a great name. That is a great name for that.
Yeah. So it was a couple investigation. So you and your boo. And we had wine and, you know, we had little, it was a romantic thing. And I'm going to do it again. I'm going to bring it again next year. Of course, with the Curious Twins, anybody can go. Not like an investigation. It's more like a tour and a seance. They go to the attic and they do it for 2 hours or 2.5 hours. And they do that once a month. And then any team, of course, can pay to do an overnight with us, or we also have 4 hours that they can do. And anybody's welcome to come during the weekends. We're open, you know, and come in there and bring your equipment and go have fun. I decided that I'm going to use a new catchphrase for the dollhouse, and it's a paranormal playground for anybody that wants to come visit.
Oh, yeah.
It's a paranormal mm-hmm. playground. Come mm-hmm. play. You know, I've noticed that most haunted places, they're very mysterious, you know. They're very dark and no electricity, and, you know, so many people got killed here or died here. Oh, my goodness, so dramatic. You know, ours is more playful. And ours, you can come all the time. You don't have to be an investigator to come, you know. You can come anytime. Anybody can come.
Do you find it interesting to talk to people who have investigated and find out some of the things they experienced?
Yes. At the beginning, like I said, I was like, what? This person's crazy. But now I'm paying more attention, and I'm actually interested on getting to know who lives there. Who is there with us? I want to get to know them. You know, before I was happy with, like, just turn on this flashlight and make noise here and, you know, turn the music up and down. Wow, that's exciting. I don't want that anymore. I want to know who lives there. Who are you? Tell me about your life. Tell me who you are. What things you like to do? What things did you like to eat? I don't care how you died. Why do we have to even go there? Mm-hmm. You know, tell me about your family, the things you used to like to do. So, I find it very interesting now. At the beginning, I didn't. Now I do.
And those would be some interesting questions, because I think a lot of times people go in and they ask the same type of questions. But with your approach, like, what did you like to eat? What did you like to do when you were alive? That would create a whole different set of responses.
And I think that is why they got me and not somebody else. This is the reason why they didn't get a paranormal investigator. They got me because I have a different perspective. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm not a paranormal investigator. I don't want to be a paranormal investigator. I'm not interested. But I'm interested to get to know the spirits that are here at the dollhouse with us. I want to get to know them. They say there's a little girl there. They say there's a little boy. They say there's a cranky old lady, cranky old man. There's the shadow. There's the soldier. There's a dog. There's a cat. That's so far the ones that I've heard several people mention them. And if you look anywhere on our social media, on our website, we don't mention that anywhere. Because I don't want people to go in there thinking, oh, like other places, you know, oh yeah, so-and-so hung herself here, so it's her spirit, or so-and-so died here, so it's his spirit. I don't want that. I want people to go there, and I want them to be open-minded and discover on their own what is over there. Because that's how we discover all the spirits I just told you about, mm-hmm. you know, because we weren't telling people, you're going to go in there and you're going to talk to a soldier. So now they're going in there just talking to the soldier. We're more open to, you go in there and you see what you discover and come tell me, you know. And then if I hear a second person and a third and a fourth, then I'm like, okay, so it's official. We have a soldier. It's official. We have a little boy. But I've gotten different names for the woman, different names for the soldier, you know, different names. So I want to know, like yesterday, one of the investigators that was doing the experiment on Sunday, he asked how many souls are in the dollhouse, and the response was 2,000.
That's a lot.
That is a lot.
That's a lot. That would have shocked me.
Well, let me tell you that every time we get a new one, I can tell because our alarm system goes off. I think they get scared, you know. But I think we're constantly getting them. But I just don't know who they are. I don't know who lives there. I don't know who's there. And that's what I want to do now in the next few years, get to know them. I want to know who they are. I want them to understand that I don't need them to go to the other side. There's a reason why they stayed behind, and I am not trained or qualified to send you to the other side. Let's just figure it out together. You know?
I like that, yes. Let's figure it out together. I like that.
And when you're ready, you're ready. But let's just start with the name. What is your name? And don't give me 10 different names. Give me one, you know? And let's just call you that. And let's figure out how old you are. Don't give me 20 different ages. Give me one and let me get to know you. But that's not my job. That's Robert's job.
But I also see bringing dolls in also would bring in other energies, perhaps, other spirits or attachments to the dolls.
For sure. You know? And then there's some spirits that you may walk in there and they may like you and they may be curious and they may want to go home and see what you're up to. Because it happened to a client one time, to a guest, and she texted me at 2 a.m. and she's like, please help me. You know, and I said, well, just tell them to go back to the dollhouse.
It's like, I don't know what to do for you right now in the middle of the night.
No, I mean, I did tell her, I said, I'm sorry, they're curious. They just wanted to see. It's the Guinness World Record holder for the Casper the Friendly Ghost memorabilia. And she loves this ghost. So if you're a ghost, wouldn't you want to go to her house and see what's up? And I think that's what happened. And she texted me at 2 a.m. and I said, you know what? Don't be scared. They're probably curious to see what your collection looked like, who you are, what your kid, all that. Just send them home. Just tell them, hey, you need to go back to the dollhouse. And she did, and she fell asleep after that.
And I think that was good advice, too, because they could just be curious.
We had an experience this Sunday that had never happened before. We actually had a doll intervention, a haunted doll intervention by mistake. It was so interesting. Like this lady I met a year ago at an expo, and she was carrying this Raggedy Ann doll like a baby. And that's what caught my attention. And I asked her, hey, where did you get that doll? You know, oh, I just bought it. And I thought, man, how didn't I see it? I would have loved it for the museum. But she had just purchased it. And like I said, she was carrying it like a bit, like it was her newly born baby that she's carrying it for the first time. That's what it looked like. It was really weird. So anyways, here's the weirder part. She calls me Sunday to tell me, hey, do you remember you talked to me here? Well, I'm having problems with my doll. Every time I come near her, she makes me cry and she makes me sad. And I don't know what to do. Can I bring her and you guys can help me? And I was like, is this for real? And I said, sure, bring her. Well, she shows up with a doll. And she tells us that every time she's near the doll, she cries. She can be in her living room, dining room, work, and nothing happens. But the minute she goes near it, she cries and she says, I love the doll. I don't want to get rid of her, but I need her to stop making me feel so sad. And we just got a medium at the dollhouse, and the medium grabbed the doll, and the medium said, oh, this was a small child that she used to be put into a little room where she had no space, like she could hit her head. It was so tiny. And that is why she feels that, and you feel that sadness. And I was just going, okay, this is weird.
Not expecting that.
And all the guests that were there, they were all sitting around. We were all just like looking at this going, what the heck is going on? You know? And actually one of them was the one that said, oh my God, this is a haunted doll intervention. And I was like, okay. And so, you know, we talked to her and we say, you know, maybe you need to take her places and you need to tell her that you're never going to put her in a box. You're never going to lock her up in a room, that she's free, that she can move around, you know, take her places so that she can see that she's not locked up anymore. And so I'll let you know later on what happened to that.
I would love to know more. And you know what I love the most is that this is a person who, whether you think this is in her mind or not, you didn't judge her. You know, it's like you listen to her and trying to help her.
Well, her emotions are true.
They're valid. Yes.
Yes. Her emotions, what she's feeling, are legit. And And let's see. And, you know, now, because of what I see that happens at the dollhouse, now I understand that they're not making this up. You know, there's spirits out there touching people emotionally, physically, making you open a museum that you had no intention to open.
Now, do you also do, because I saw somewhere, and I think it was on your Facebook page, about like junior ghost hunting, like some things you do with kids?
Yes, I am so excited and so terrified about that. So I thought that when, because we had several children that go in there and they can't even walk through the, we have like a curtain, they go past the curtain. And they cannot even go past the curtain. They start crying, they're shaking, they're shivering, their parents have to leave. And then once in a while, you have this crazy kids that they are excited. And they'll be running back to tell us what the spirits told them and to give us all the scoop on whatever they were talking to in doing those drawings. And they love it. And guess what? Then the following weekend, they're back. And the following weekend, they're back. And I'm going, don't you want to go to the zoo? Or, you know, don't you want to go to, like, see a movie? No, their parents are like, no, they, since they open their eyes, this is all they want to do. So we do sell memberships. And the Ghost Squad is, they buy a family membership. And they can come all year long. They can bring up to six friends as long as they're children with them. Because, you know, their friends are curious.
Right.
Because, like, you know, but that also makes them part of the ghost junior ghost squad. So we're going to start in the summer. As soon as school is over, we're going to meet once a month at the beginning on a Saturday. And if your child is free and you're free and you're a member and you want them to be a member of the ghost squad, they're going to come in. And we have structure workshops that we're going to do. So they're not going to be long because they're children, but it's going to be like teaching them like how to work an EMF reader, how to work a voice, a ghost box, you know, how to, what kind of questions to ask, how to protect yourselves, how to protect your home, you know, what kind of things not to talk to or not to be calling, you know, don't be looking for this. And then, you know, and then we're going to start a little paranormal investigation. And that's where I'm going to go get to know everybody that's there, because we're going to talk to a specific spirit only to get the truth out of them. And that's what the Ghost Squad's going to do, you know. And then they're going to each adopt a doll that it's their spirit doll. And when they come on Saturdays, their spirit doll is going to investigate with them. And they're going to get to know their spirit doll. And then once in a while, we're going to have field trips. And they can take that spirit doll with them. The field trips I want to do, for example, is like the Victorian Black Swan Inn. The owners are fantastic. They're sweet people. And I want to offer that my junior ghost squad wants to come in there. But they have to volunteer. So they have animals. So maybe feed the animals, clean some weeds out of the area.
Yeah.
Whatever they need help with, you know, they'll go volunteer. And then in exchange, if they can let them do a little investigation, you know, for like 45 minutes to an hour, go to a cemetery, you know, find like a little, you know, grave that maybe has been abandoned. Let's bring it flowers, you know, and let's investigate a cemetery. So things like that is what I'm wanting to do. And I am just so excited to just hear what's going to come out of their mouths.
I think it will be so interesting. And there are so many kids who would love something like that.
Yes, because, you know, when you think like that at that young age and you go to school, they think you're a weirdo. You know, they are like, oh, this girl, like, you know, there's little girls that come to us that they dress different from other kids their age. You know, they're wearing the little black dress and, you know, they have their little black little fingernails and that's who they are. And so they feel like they belong here because they're welcome and there's other children like them that have the same interests.
I think that'll do really well. I really do.
I'm excited. I'm excited to see them grow, to see them like I said, to see what's going to come out of their mouths. Like, what kind of, like, for example, when I was talking to a few of the kids, one thing I've learned about paranormal teams, adults, is that they're very competitive and they're very cat-like. But I've noticed that, you know, the kids are more open to each other. Like, hey, this is, hi, and they'll run and they'll go investigate together, right? When they just met each other. And like, if one of them says, oh my God, this doll is active, the other one goes, oh my God, let me see. And they'll get together where, you know, other paranormal teams are like, oh yeah, no, they're making that up, or no, that's not true, or let me debunk that. Mm-hmm. Why do you have to debunk something? You know, let them have fun. Let them do what they do. You don't believe it, that's you. Don't believe it. But let them be. You know what I mean? They're mm-hmm. doing the same thing that you want. And children don't do that. But one thing I also notice is that this paranormal teams, they all want to be the leader. You know, they all want to be the best. They want to be the ones that are the leaders. And it's so funny because when I was talking to the children about, you know, how we're going to do this, one of them raises her hand and she says, who's going to be the leader? And I was like, oh my gosh, it's I guess the nature of a paranormal investigator to be a leader. So yeah. I made a rule and I said, you'll lead each other. You're all leaders of you, mm-hmm. you know, but we're going to have to deal with that when the time comes. But I think it's going to be very funny to see that developing.
That'll yeah. be really interesting.
I know. I'm so excited. I'm so excited to see what happens.
Now, is the best place to get information at ForgottenDollHouseMuseum.com?
Correct. Yes. That gets updated. I think right now we haven't updated it, but it gets updated all the time. Of course, our social media, you know, uh-huh. our Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, we don't use it that much. But for sure, Instagram, Facebook, you'll see what we have going on. And to get more information, for sure there. Or they can also always DM us, text us, you know.
And I'll put a link to the website up in the show notes so people can just super easy click right there.
And then I want to mention something because, you know, I don't mention it or put it anywhere, and I think I need to. We're part of something called Museums for All. So basically, museums and libraries of the United States have museums that are legit museums. And we're a part of that, believe it or not. So Museums for All, if they go to their website, you'll find any museum in the United States that with your WIC card or your SNAP card or your Medicaid card, you can get up to 4 people to go in there for $3 to $5.
Oh, wow.
So for people that can't afford, you know, going to museums, this is a program that a lot of museums in the United States, we belong to that. We're part of Museums for All. So if somebody, you know, can't afford paying a full fee, now this is not for special events and this is not for investigations. This is just on when we're open on regular hours. But right now, a family of 4 can go in there, and we only, at the moment, we're charging $5 per person.
So that's a really good deal.
Correct. Yeah. Because, you know, a family of 4 right now, it would cost them $60 to go in there. But right with Museums for All, they only pay $20. And last year, we were actually doing only $3. But we went up to $5 this year.
I think that's great.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
yes.
And I'll put a link to the website in the show notes. But this was a really interesting conversation. I'm glad we finally able to circle back around and talk about this. We've been trying for weeks to do that.
Of course. I'm so excited. I was nervous. This is my second podcast I ever do in my life. I've never even heard one in my life. I've never listened to a podcast ever. And this is the second one. And the first one I did, the gentleman actually came to the dollhouse and I was looking at him. So it was kind of like having a conversation. So I was kind of weird with this situation, but I did it.
You did a great job, no less, Giovanna.
Thank you so much.
And that wraps up our conversation with Giovanna Albrecht about the Haunted Dollhouse Museum. For more information, you can visit their website at ForgottenDollhouseMuseum.com. And you could even make a donation there to help the dolls. Every dollar helps. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, then you could become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/thegravetalks. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.